kailangan mong alagaan, paano pa kung nawala na nga yung tinutulungan mo? Paano kung pagkatapos ng lahat ng paghihirap na yon ay hindi rin nag-survive? Well, kung ikaw ay kasing sabihin natin mabiniyayaan katulad ni Bobit na hanggang ngayon tingnan mo naman nakatawa pa. Ang ganda-ganda ng aura. Ang daming natutulungan. Parang walang bitterness. Kaya natin siya inibitahan dito para matuto tayo maging ganong klaseng tao. Si Bobit Suntay, otherwise known sa kanyang mga kaibigan na crush ng bayan. Kaibigan ko yan dati pa magkasama kami sa Amerika, dun kami lumaki. Yun na nga, like I said, hindi lang niya, alam niya lahat ng kwento ni Jim, pero pagkatapos ng lahat, la rin, di ba? Paano ba? How do you remain positive and tuluyan pang tumutulong sa ibang tao by way of a Carewell Foundation? Pangalawang beses na niya dito sa Silver Linings, kaya maswerte tayo at marami tayong matututunan, I'm sure, kay Mr. Bobit Suntay.
Thank you, Chiki. Binayaran ko si Chiki to say those nice things about me. Pero sa totoo lang, Chiki, since we're being honest here, no, may reputation nga ako sa Carewell, sa foundation namin. Yung reputation ko doon, kapag tapos na kami mag-lunch, mag-meeting kami, never let Bobit make the coffee. Kasi kapag tinitimpla ko yung kape sa Carewell, talagang malakas yung brew ko, maitim, mabait, mapakla. So, sabi ng mga volunteers ko doon, bakit ganun ka naman magtimpla ng coffee? Maitim, mapakla, mabait, mabigat. Sinabi ko, para pag-ibig. Anyway, I'm very, very happy to be here and to share the time with you, with Jim. And I think maganda nga, as you'll see, no, na nauna si Jim, because one of the things that I hope you will learn, hindi po ako expert, okay? In a way, kami ni Jim, I guess we are accidental, almost experts, only because of the experience that we went through. So, sabi nga nila, kung binigyan kayo ng lemons ng Panginoon, di gumawa na tayo ng lemonade. So, we're here just really to share experiences. And siguro, napakinggan po ninyo yung mga karanasan ni Jim, you will hear a little bit of what I have to share. So, you'll see nga the point that I'm trying to make. Don't worry, I won't sing. Maybe we should ask Jim to sing that line. Pero yun po yung isang lesson na natutunan ko po. That there is no really one best way of coping. Each person will find their own way. And you will find your own way, your own unique and personal approach to dealing with the challenge that has been passed on. Pero that said po, I just want to point out a few things. And again, ito po yung personal experience ko, no? It will differ from person to person. Sabi nga sa bote ng gamot, results may vary. So this is just something that I went through that I hope will be helpful to you. One of the very first things that I learned right away was yung nga, napakabigat yung karanasan ng cancer, not only for the patient, but for everyone in the family, for myself especially as a spouse. So one of the things I learned right away was to try not to do it all by myself, to try not to be a hero. The first stop, syempre, pinaka-importante, first stop, doctor. Consultation, find out what's going on to help my wife. My wife's name was Jackie. So the first thing we did was to get Jackie to a good doctor. My second stop, that same afternoon, I went to see a psychiatrist and I went to see a counselor. And then the very next day, Jackie and I both joined a support group. She for the patients, I for the husbands, because I knew this was going to be something very, very difficult. hindi to sprint, it would probably be a marathon, medyo matagal yung journey na to. So we both knew right away that we would need help to support us through this. As Jim said, ng mga friends niya, konting ganun lang. You already understand what that means. May code na kayo at that point. What made it a little different rin and in a way more difficult for us din, when Jackie got diagnosed, we were both living abroad kasi we were both back in school. Si Jackie was a doctor, she was finishing her subspecialization. Actually, she was diagnosed 2 weeks after graduating from medical school sa Harvard. So we were just about to start her medical practice when we found out she would be the one to undergo medical treatment. Ako, I was doing also my doctorate and I was working at the same time. So I was really worried kasi what was supporting us at the time was a scholarship that I was on. But I had to ask my professors and the boss where I worked if I could stop kasi I was Jackie's primary caregiver. Hindi naman parang sa Pilipinas yan, di ba? We were living by ourselves, dalawa lang kami, na apartment, walang katulong, wala naman mga nurse na bumibisita dyan. So I was really worried about how we would make our payments, no? Fortunately, I was able to ask for some help. My boss was able to save my job for me, and the school continued giving my scholarship even though I wasn't able to continue studying. So with the blessings of a lot of friends, professionals, family, we were able to do that. Sabi nga ni Jim na you find out soon enough that you're actually braver and stronger than you think you are. Ako na siguro yung pinakaduwag sa buong mundo. I hate doctors, so I married one. I hate hospitals. I hate all those things. And I found myself in a situation where every single day, for years, I had to inject Jackie with either a painkiller or a white blood cell booster. I had to be the one rubbing her back kapag sumusuka siya sa banyo. I had to be the one to clean her bags because she had both a colostomy and ileostomy. I had to be the one to wake up in the middle of the night to give her meds. And pretty soon, I learned, very, very soon, I couldn't do it all myself. So first, we asked family and friends to come. We asked my classmates to come, everyone who could come to just help. So if you find yourself in that situation, reach out. Make it a point to ask for help than to actively seek help because you need to be able to get support for yourself, as I'll talk about a little bit more later on. Ito po, this is something that's a little bit sensitive. So again, I'll stress that different strokes for different folks. Ako, I'm a lay person and I'm also a control freak, and I'll talk about that a little bit more too. It helped me personally to know the facts and to accept the facts about Jackie's illness. She was diagnosed late, stage 3C ovarian cancer, which meant she had a 20% chance, 1 out of 5, of living up to 5 years. As scary as that was, it helped me to know that because natulungan po ako kasi it gave me a sense of motivation and energy that I otherwise would not have had. It's different for Jackie kasi doctor siya. She definitely understood the medical reports and the research studies we were looking at more than I did. So much so that she actually did not want to look at medical reports after a time. She didn't want to read up on all the things in the internet that I was doing research on. It's so tragic, it was almost funny kasi Jackie got diagnosed and then 3 months later, my dad got diagnosed with stage 4 prostate cancer. 3 months after that, her dad got diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. We were in Boston, my dad was in Baguio, my father-in-law was in Manila. So we were jumping around and all trying to support one another. And again, very soon we found out the differences of people. My dad didn't want to hear anything at all. Si Jackie's dad, Berniak yun eh, he was a PhD engineer. And he only wanted to hear good news. Kapag good news, sige, tell him about it. Kapag bad news, huwag nang pag-usapan. And may secret story sila ni Jackie, which I found out later on na lang. Sabi niya kay Jackie, this has to do with going through treatment and why you should go through treatment no matter how bad it gets. So sabi niya, ano yung hummingbird? Diba, the small bird. And he said, this is from a PhD engineer. Sabi niya, alam mo, a hummingbird, technically speaking, if you analyze the structure of the bird and its physiology and biology, a hummingbird should not be able to fly. Its body mass is too small compared to its wings for it to be able to fly. And yet it does. So tinanong ni Jackie kay dad, so how is it that a hummingbird flies? Ang sagot ni dad, it's because it doesn't know that it's not supposed to be able to fly. So that was their approach to their treatment. Never mind all the statistics, never mind all the studies, kasi di ba, for those of you who know statistics here, statistics just generalize, di ba? But what if you're not part of that generalization? What if you're not part of that population? What if you are that exception to the rule? Di ba, meron rin tayong parang self-fulfilling prophecy, di ba? Sometimes, power of suggestion din yan. So sometimes, too much information is not necessarily a good thing. So, kailangan pakiramdaman po yan. Now, we have to get to know the people we're trying to support and ourselves to see how much information do we really need to give. And at all times, syempre, we need to be able to do this as compassionately as we can. Kasi we need to be realistic, but we also need to be considerate of what we're sharing with one another. One of the things I used to think was, siguro, after chemo, after radiation, after surgery, after whatever it is you're going to go through, my life, our life together will be back to normal. And that's something I learned right away was something that really was not going to be the case. In fact, for all of us, no, in a very real sense, there's an old saying, I can't remember exactly how it's put, no, pero parang the saying does, if you step into a stream, you can never step into the same stream twice because the current is always flowing, circumstances are always changing. So, I used to tell myself, ano ba talaga yung ibig sabihin ng normal? Kasi, who really knows what normal means, diba? So, I learned right away that there's no real point trying to go back to normal. There's no real point trying to go back. Kasi wala naman going back, diba? Whether you're sick or not, it's always going forward. It's always being in the present and then moving next to what's going to happen. So I began to learn that different does not necessarily mean worse. Different only means not the same. So, kung yung buhay mo ngayon, as Jim was saying, pretty soon, cancer becomes the whole encompassing thing. Wala ka nang iniisip kundi cancer day in and day out. Well, maybe that is what's normal under the circumstances. And that is what is going to become your new normal. So you have to try to see ano ba talaga yung ibig sabihin nun for you on a day-to-day basis and try to get used to that. In my work at Carewell, for those of you who don't know about us, we're a cancer support community. I get worried sometimes, not when people who are newly diagnosed come into our office and they're crying and they're afraid and they're stressed. That doesn't worry me. It worries me sometimes when they come in, they're smiling, they're happy, they're upbeat, and they say, oh, I'm newly diagnosed with cancer. That's what scares me. Because sometimes it's not always normal to be too upbeat or too positive. Kasi, di ba, no matter what, totoo naman, nakakatakot yung cancer. Eh. We have to face that. So we always tell people at Carewell, you don't always need to be positive. You don't always need to be happy. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be scared. That's normal. And what's normal for you will be different for someone else. So don't be too obsessed or preoccupied about being normal. Kasi who knows what that is anyway. For those of you who took the plane coming over here, and for those of you who have traveled before, you probably hear that a lot, diba? Sinasabi lagi yan ng stewardess, sinasabi ng cabin crew during the safety briefing. Put your oxygen mask and life vest on first before assisting others beside you who need help. And this is something I learned because, again, no, especially because I was Jackie's primary caregiver, the only thing worse than Jackie getting sick was if I got sick also, because then I would not be around to take care of her. And even if you're not sick, diba, 24/7 taking care of someone, eh, it's really, really amazingly and unbelievably demanding. So you have to take care of yourself. You have to take time out. In the beginning, I used to feel so selfish. I used to feel so self-centered when I'd go out of the house. Ako yung coping mechanism ko, sports. I go out to run, I go to the gym, I go do something. I used to feel so selfish in the beginning when I was doing that. But then my counselor, my support group helped reassure me, hindi, you have to do that because you have to be able to blow off some steam, you have to be able to relax. Kasi, if you're stressed all the time, eh, ikaw rin yung masungit, di ba? Hirap na nga yung wife mo, yung loved one mo. Kung susungitan mo pa, kung magkasakit ka pa, you're just gonna make things worse. So that's one thing you need to also learn right away. And I'm very thankful to my family members and friends who were able to spend time with us, who left their own jobs, their own lives to help me take care of Jackie. This was something that was very, very difficult for me. Kasi nga, as I said earlier, I'm a control freak. Letting go, letting God. I would always look back and say, you know, if I had encouraged Jackie to have checkups more, you know, if I didn't buy that bag of Lapid's chicharon and she ate most of it and not me. You know, and what if this, what if that. And it would really make us so scared and so nervous all the time. We found out Jackie was sick because we were trying to get pregnant. We had been married 7 years by then and we weren't pregnant yet. And so I had myself tested first and turned out I was okay. So I said, Jax, ikaw naman magpa-test ka to see, you know, what's going on. And the doctor, she went to see two different specialists, both at Harvard. And both of them said, then, no, nothing's wrong, okay lang yan, we'll get you pregnant. And I had to forgive them also because I really believed at the time, had they done a few more tests, we would have found out earlier that she was sick. When Jackie's dad got really, really sick, in a way it was good timing. She went into a brief remission. So the doctor allowed us to go home for a month. Jackie was a doctor and she was a daughter, so she needed to spend time with her dad. But we were only allowed to go home for 1 month. We ended up staying 4 months until dad eventually passed away. By the time we got back to Boston and Jackie resumed her treatment, she had a checkup first, we found out that the cancer had really run away. It had really spread really terribly and hindi na nagagapa ng medicine. And I asked myself that, had we come back in 1 month instead of 4, would Jackie still have been alive today? And you know, I was also hitting myself on the head over that for some time. Should I have forced her to go back after 1 month? But you know, I was thinking, Hindi rin eh. Kasi she knew what was going on. She also, for her own sake, had to forgo her treatment because she wanted to take care of her dad, both as a daughter and as a doctor. So, you know, there are so many of these things that you'll never really know what if. So at some point, you just have to say, okay, Lord, ikaw na lang bahala. And that's another thing pala, no? I used to get so mad at people who would go to me in a very good-natured and I'm sure well-meaning way. And they would say, alam mo, Bobit, God allowed Jackie to have cancer because He knew you were going to put up Carewell and Carewell would help other people. I really used to get so pissed off about that. Although, you know, as you said, count to 20 muna, no? Operate out of a place of love rather than anger or fear. And, you know, at some point I learned to calm down. And I learned to see it in a different way. I learned really to see, God is a God of love. Eh? I think even if God knew, obviously He knew that Carewell would come out after, but even if He knew that, I'm in my heart of hearts, I'm 200% sure that's not why Jackie had cancer. Jackie had cancer because of genetics, because of lifestyle, because of germs, cell phone, chicharon, who knows what, diba? But it's not because God wanted her to have cancer. In fact, I believe it is God's grace that Carewell came out of this. And that, you know, I lost my wife, my father, and my father-in-law all within 1 year's time. And it's God's grace. I'm not a serial killer or, whatever. So really, it's learning to really just trust God and to trust that your own way of coping will work. And I guess this is the last thing that I'd like to share. As Jim said also, this whole thing is a process. You'll never know really how long it will take, where it will take you, what will work and what will not. And at some point, you just have to trust that whatever you're doing will work for you in its own way. I will also stress that, you know, the last line, you also just in the process, if you're still going through this, try to be a little conscious na the things you're doing to cope, which are good, don't turn into things that are bad. Two examples. Two ways by which I began to cope was, and in a way it was really good in the beginning, I used to do a lot of cleaning of our apartment, and I used to do a lot of laundry. So, tuwang-tuwa si Jackie, no? Nung may cancer siya, bigla na lang, ako yung naglilinis ng banyo, ng bedroom, ako yung naglalaba, nagpa-plancha, which was, in the beginning, pretty good. But after a while, it got to a point na kumakain pa siya, kinukuha ko na yung plato niya. Kumakain pa siya, kinukuha ko na yung mga utensils, yung mga baso naglilinis. It almost got to a point na she's just putting on her clothes. Kinukuha ko na kasi lalaban ko na uli. It's funny, but it got scary for a while. I think I felt so out of control by the situation na I couldn't control her treatment, I couldn't control her illness, I couldn't control her response, na I obsessed over what I could control. I can wash the bath, I can clean the bathroom 5 times in 1 month, in 1 week, in 1 day. I can make laba, I can do whatever. And, you know, it's easy for those things to kind of go over the top. So we have to be careful about that. But I guess really the thing that helped me most in the end, and I think this is what silver linings is really all about, and this is why I keep coming back to silver linings. At the end of the day, what really helped me cope was by redirecting. Someone was asking, "No, what do you ever ask? Why me? Or why Jackie? Or bakit ba nangyari to?" It helps to redirect your attention away from yourself and away from your own problems to other people who are undergoing similar things. And I've found that the work that I do with Carewell, with helping people and their family members cope with cancer, in a way has really been my best therapy, my best way for coping. So whenever people tell me, oh, thank you for putting up Care Well, you're really helping us, I really, with complete sincerity, say, no, thank you, because you're the one who saved my life. So that's it. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Bobit. The question that is in my mind from the start, from when you were talking, is it, ano ba? Kasi everybody, of course, wants to remain positive. Everybody wants to know that you will come out a survivor and get through this. That's why you're going through what you go through, and you put up a brave and strong front, because we all want to see. We want stories of survival. But then when it doesn't turn out that way, is it hell? I'm looking back for you. You have the benefit of being able to look back and maybe give us an insight that others don't have. Is it healthy to prepare yourself for that kind of a situation, or is that going to get in the way of trying to survive this thing?
That's a really interesting question. Jim, si Lydia, when she was diagnosed, anong stage siya?
Almost stage 2 lang.
Okay, almost stage 2 lang. I guess it's a little different now, because in our situation, Jackie was stage 3C. So practically stage 4 now. And as I said, the statistics for that, 20% of living up to 5 years. So that was actually one of the hardest challenges. On one hand, you have to hold that. You have to understand and accept that, realistically, what are the chances? At the same time, you have to hold in your other hand 200% support for whatever Jackie wanted to do. Jackie and her dad were fighters. They were willing to go through anything, try everything, no matter how hard, how difficult, how arduous, how painful. Basta, it's possible, we want to try it. So yun yung mahirap eh. You have to be both optimistic and realistic at the same time. And sometimes, nagkakabanggaan yan, di ba? It's not always mutually compatible. And yet, ako personally, it helped me to know that. Like I said, Jackie and Dad especially didn't want to see the statistics. They didn't want to see the bad news. And that's okay. That's perfectly fine. Kasi different strokes for different folks talaga yan.
So, ano yung idea mo na I'm sure iniisip nyo na as support, parang cheerleader kayo, di ba? You know, sometimes you're not a cheerleader. Sometimes you're just there to absorb it. Kung umiyak siya, kung malungkot siya, andun ka lang. You're not even trying to say, no, it will be okay, di ba? Andun ka lang. Parang hawakan mo lang yung kamay niya. Alam niya na kung anong ibig sabihin nun. You don't know the answer. She doesn't know the answer. But okay lang. Okay lang. Basta magkasama kayo. Parang ganun lang.
So it's okay if you can't solve things. Yun. Maganda tandaan yun, no? Na hindi kailangan na you will make things okay all the time for your loved one. And we have 10 more minutes for any questions that you might have para kay Bobit or para kay Jim from our newcomers. Comments? Ay. Use the mic, please, so we can hear your question.
Good afternoon po. Is it okay for us as a support na telling our relative that, okay, that's okay, kaya mo yan, ganyan. And then you know that it's not okay for the patient. as your experiences po.
Ako na again, personally lang. It depends what you're saying okay to. It depends what you're saying kaya mo yan to. No? It's very specific. Tsaka tinitimplahan nga yan. Again, like si Jackie and Dad, they were willing to go through everything, as I said. No? So in that case, talagang the proper response is, oh, sige, kaya mo yan, okay lang yan. I had other friends who really, after a time, pagod na sila. They didn't want to go through anymore. Pain, expense, your hopes are up, your hopes are down. In that case, and in other cases, my response was, it's okay to stop. It's okay to feel bad. It's okay to let go. and for other family members to say, Mommy, Daddy, Lolo, Lola, Anak, it's okay, we will be okay, you can relax, you can let go. So what it depends what you're saying okay to and what you're giving encouragement for.
Alam mo, Gina, Bobby, Jim, I guess you have a response also. After Jim responds, let's ask somebody who survived this what they feel when people say it's okay when maybe hindi. Sige, Mamu, listen to Jim and we'll get your input.
Yung mother-in-law ko nung namamatay siya, so puro ganun, di ba? Mga prayer group na pupunta-punta ron, gaganun-ganun sa kanya. You know, after a while, sabi niya, no more. No more, sabi niya ganun. It reaches a point na when the patient is ready to accept the inevitable, huwag mo nang bulahin. Hindi naman sa wala, but you know, I know you're trying to encourage, pero just make it as peaceful as possible. Kung tanggap niya na, hindi mo tanggapin. Dapat tanggapin mo na rin, at saka sabihin mo, till the end, ahatid kita. Ganun na yan. And that was very important that we realized there na talagang ganun yun eh.
Why I raised this question, sir, because I have a friend who came from Seattle and then she was diagnosed with cancer and then she undergo surgery. So I invited her to come and join us, but she refused to come kasi alam ko na yan lahat.
Sige, for those who didn't hear, she had a friend from Seattle, didn't want to come anymore because she felt she knew everything already. And that is the concern of Gina. In the interest of time, because I'm told that Jim is going to be working the other session as moderator, I'll just take yung insight coming from a survivor, what you feel when somebody tells you it's okay when it's not.
I used to have a critical stage lymphoma from the cervix to the throat, cancer. And when my family told me, my husband especially told me that I will be fine and I will be in good health soon. So it really helps me. And there is one family also told me, anyway, we are going to die. I want to visit you. It really helped. It doesn't help me that somebody will tell me I will die. So if somebody told you that it's going to be okay, you will survive. And then just smile and laugh and trust in God. And it's very, very helped me. It really helps me a lot. We have to be positive and don't just cry, just laugh and smile. See, diba? Para it really helps you.
Nice, coming from a survivor herself. More questions? We have a couple more minutes. Ma'am, I'll ask you to come forward na lang kasi hindi yata aabot ang mic natin.
Hi. I just wanted to give a slightly different perspective. I wanted to support what Bobit was saying about how people need different things, you know, and in different moments. As a survivor as well, one of the things that was very difficult to deal with is when people were sort of telling you that you have to be positive when that's not how you're feeling. You know, so I would really go with the idea that you pace the person depending on where they are rather than where you think they should be. You know, and so this, I think this is false, it's a false notion that positivity is what makes us survive. You know, that is actually a false notion. And so, and it's actually fed to cancer patients in particular, because cancer patients are told that it's your negativity, it's your anger, it's your whatever that's made you this ill. You know, or you're keeping revenge or regret or something. You know, so we're told that connecting with our negative emotions will cause the cancer. It's just not true. It's simply not true. And so I would really recommend the idea that where that person is where you are in terms of your support. You know, so if they're ready to say no more treatment, you're ready to say, I support you in that. If they're saying, I will go for treatment right to the end, you support them with that, you know? So I really think it's about pacing rather than having a right answer. It's actually according to the person.
Thanks for saying that.
Wonderful insight, no?
Yeah, because oftentimes nga, it ends up the person with the illness feels responsible pa, that it's their fault because they're negative or harboring ill feelings, when that's the farthest from the truth. Sometimes also we encourage people not to encourage them, but to make ourselves feel better because we don't want to lose the loved ones. So it's okay for us to tell them to do chemo, but we're not the ones going through chemo, di ba? They are. We have a rule in our foundation, in our community, that says it's okay to not be okay. So if you want to just come in and cry, okay. You want to come in and shout and hit a pillow, that's okay too. So you're not obliged to feel upbeat all the time. I'd be worried if they were upbeat all the time. Even denial. Denial has a very positive role to play. Denial isn't absolutely bad. Early on, when you're newly diagnosed, it has a very positive role in cushioning the shock and slowly giving you time to process things when you really have to face them and make a decision. So yeah, sometimes yun, you tell people, then nagde-denial ka. Oo, bakit? So, that's okay.
No. Yes, yes.
Do you have children?
No.
No, okay. I was just wondering if you could answer, like, who told the kids? Is it going to be your wife?
Oh, you should go to Jim Paredes' talk. That's Jim's topic right now.
The next one, Jim's, yeah.
Talk now is how to break the news
to the kids. Yeah, but Gina, nice, because you know, just dovetailing from what our other guests. Sorry, Suzette said, no. Maybe ma'am, kayo, you are at that point where you are ready to accept that kind of ano, di ba? Positive encouragement. But to remember nga na it, maybe it should depend on where the person is. So you know, sa atin. And I have the bad news now is I have to wrap up. So, if you had any more questions, maybe you can approach Bobbitt outside. If it's about coping, how to cope with losing a loved one, that's what we're going to be talking about in the next hour and a half. So, do stick around. We have Kathy Baba Ogubalia. I cannot take quick questions. Is this a question or a quick? It's just a wrap up. I will let you do my wrap up, Mr. Arturo. Yes.
Regarding my situation, no? So sa iyo, wala kang anak. Ako meron akong anak. So during the situation of my wife, so nagkaroon ng parang tinatawag na responsibilities. Yung mga anak, nagsipag-asawa. Nang sa ganun is, maiwas sila sa responsibility. But despite of that, I try. Yan sa akin, positive ako, no? During that time, I make that situation a blessing. Yun, in-inculcate ko sa wife ko, this situation is a blessing. Itong sitwasyon na to, we are more closer. Ang pagiging closer, even reading the Bible, even talking to God, yun nagkakaroon ng strength. So itong suggestion ko sa inyo, no? In times of weakness, we have strength. So ibig sabihin, don't take this problem as a problem, but is a challenge.
And on that note, we will end this session. Thank you so much, Bobby Tumtay. Of course, Jim Paredes. Maraming salamat to everybody who contributed. And just for being here, we thank you. Because in your way, dahil marami tayo dito, natulungan nyo na yung ibang nag-iisip na mag-isa sila sa kanilang problema, sa kanilang damdamin. Maraming salamat. Stick around. Our next topic is losing a loved one with Kathy Baba Ogubalia. She is here. We'll call her up now. Thanks, Bobby.
Thank you very much. And if you want to learn more about CareWell, there are free magazines outside. Thank you.